podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. So
that was labored.
It was. Again, it's a late night. So this episode's gonna be slightly different. You guys have clearly heard of, because it's basically world famous, is the hitting the streets with the sweets versions of the episodes that we do. We did a version a couple of days, or last weekend actually.
Yeah, last weekend.
That never made it live.
Yes.
Because I could point to a lot of issues, but mostly it's just me being lazy.
But, I'm glad we've decided.
But I'm going to edit that part out. So what we're going to do is we're going to really quick. We're going to send you back in time.
A week ago. Well, depending on when you're listening to this.
I need you to
a week ago from when we were recording this currently.
Yes. So a week back. So I need you to get into your what was the car in Back to the Future?
DeLorean,
and make sure you...
Why did that just come into my brain?
I don't know. Out of all the things that come into your brain, it's the least thing I would expect. Make sure you charge your gigawatts to 1 point. I don't even know what it is.
Get your lightning ready.
Yes, get your lightning ready. We're going to send you back in time really quick, and just listen to our lead up, our hitting the streets with the sweets to our last party. And we'll see you guys back here in just a second.
All right, we're here for another one. Like DJ,
whether you like it or not.
Another one. What are we doing?
Hitting the streets with the sweets.
And we are the
sweets. Side of Life podcast.
Thank you. Anyways.
I never can catch a hint.
You cannot.
I'm terrible at that.
So we are on the road again.
That makes me want to sing on the road again.
Who sings that song? Go.
I just can't wait to get on me on the road again.
Unfortunately, you are correct in this moment. Who's the original artist? Go.
I have no idea.
Alright. So we are on the road. We are on the freeway. Head into a kind of a last-minute party.
The party's not last-minute.
The party
Our
is not.
Our decision to go.
The party was planned without my knowledge in a place that we've never been before.
Far, far away.
Yeah, I feel like this is outside of, like, Vegas. This is feels like it's one of the further places we've driven to lately. I'll say lately.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of a straight.
Kinda, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
So, we are headed to S&B parties. Is that what it's called?
S-A-N, capital B.
Oh, S&B?
Yeah, it's not. I thought it was S&B, but it's S-A-N-B. So, I don't know if it's Sanby, S-N-B, Sanb. I don't know. I don't know how they announce this or pronounce this particular.
But if you're on Cassidy, that's how we found it.
Yes.
Through Cassidy. So if you're looking, if you're in Southern California and you're looking for a party, you can join their, they have a community?
Yes. SNB, whatever, however pronounced, you can find their community on Cassidy. It's up in San Bernardino, which is where I think the SNB part comes from. I mean, San Bernardino.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is, but, So it's Sandby.
Yeah.
But I like Sandbu.
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 So we're headed there. We met this couple at Lust.
DTF Less Party.
Yeah, DTF Less Party.
Probably about 6 months ago.
And they let us know that they're doing parties.
They were just starting up at this point.
Yeah, and we hadn't had a chance to come out here and check it out until today. So we were originally going to do the Mountainside meet and greet.
Yeah, Champions.
Because it's a lot closer for us. However, all the little things fell into place and we were able to get further out of town today, so we were like, why not? YOLO.
YOLO. Exactly. YOLO.
So we are headed there. There's some people that we know. There's some people that normally we would see at the Mountainside meet and greet that are actually supposed to be at this party, so we'll see.
Yep.
If they're there. We don't really know everybody, but the guest list looks pretty decent as far as size and people.
The talent.
The
roster.
So we're excited to meet new people and see people that we already know, especially because the holidays are coming up and we are kind of like, it's hit or miss on whether we can get out and do things and go to places.
Yeah, at some point I go to the North Pole. I gotta deliver a bunch of presents and stuff. So
we have unfortunately we're going to be missing the next two DTF Less parties, but if you are in Southern California, look up their community and their parties are fun. So
check it out. I got another car behind me that's black and I got their headlights off and it's pitch black dark out here. I hate that. That's so annoying.
Not behind them to tell
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I can flash them from the front or back, but I can't. I got
can
nothing.
I can flash them, but they're not gonna. It's not gonna help.
Maybe
it's
if
not
I.
Gonna be, it's not gonna be the kind of flash that's gonna help the situation.
Maybe if I turn off my headlights, and then he realizes that he was just going by the glimmer of my taillights.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see.
It's not black, though. The car is white.
Whatever.
Maybe.
I see it.
I am the worst. We like our podcast just paused for a minute because we're looking at the car behind us. I'm looking at the car in front of us. There's a whole lot going on.
Digressing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess. Or just trying to pay attention to the road while we're.
I will say people are driving like ass fucks.
I know, like dickheads.
This whole night. But anyways.
This is what happens when we leave and it's dark.
This is what happens when you try to do a podcast on a major freeway at night.
While you're trying to change freeways, too. Because if you've ever driven in Southern California, you know these freeways are stupid.
All right, I got Batman coming up behind me without his lights on. Maybe I can tell him now.
Maybe. That car?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The white car. Yeah. He looked black in my rear view. I couldn't even see him.
Yeah. Anyway, so we don't have a lot else going on because, like I said, we have a private party we're gonna go to
next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tonight? What are you talking about?
No, okay.
What are you talking about? I'm driving, babe. I can only half listen.
Next weekend we're going to a private party?
Yes, the 50th.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. That's vanilla.
Is it really?
I don't know. I mean, they're swirl.
I think it's
going to
be swirl. It's going to be swirl.
Yeah, they're swirl friends.
It's a bunch of LS people in a room with a bunch of vanilla, so it's going to be very swirl.
Yeah, I was talking about our next LS thing, which is in December, and it's a private party.
Yes, that is a private party. You're changing months on me. I'm still in November. I think the rest of November is pretty much blocked out, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's hard about this time of year. It's hard. So when we found this opportunity to get out tonight, we're like, we gotta seize it. And then it gives us something else to talk about on our podcast because we went to a new place.
Yes.
And hopefully we're able to come back again if it's good.
We went to the Sandb party.
Sandb.
I'm gonna have to talk to the host tonight. Ask how they want to be
pronounced.
It's
probably Sam B.
It's gotta be, but I, like I said,
and we've just crossed the county line.
We're now officially in Sanba.
Now we're in
Sanba County.
Sanba.
All right. It says we're 18 minutes away.
Yay!
If we can make it with all these ass fucks.
So I know. So the theme is sexy PJs. The theme for Mountainside, it was, or is, red.
Yeah, like, and that was hot and red or something like that.
Oh, you told me just red.
It's just red, but I mean, there's more words. Oh. I simplified it just as red, but it's like, it's like hot and red or steaming red or something like that. But yeah, it's red.
So we ordered stuff for that because we thought we were going to go to that.
I ordered some red lingerie. A thong.
Yeah. So, but it worked out because it was just lingerie for me. So I can wear it for sexy pajama as well.
There you go.
So I have two options. I've got a red, like, teddy kind of thing. And then I have a purple bodysuit. A lace bodysuit.
Nice.
So we'll see. I always lean towards the bodysuits. I just feel like with my body type, they look better, but we'll see. Well. Ultimately, I end up like 99% naked.
Yeah. And also, right now you're completely sober.
Yeah.
Once you have a couple of drinks, then all of a sudden, less feels more comfortable and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so that's where we're headed. That's what we're doing. We won't be able to post this though tonight like we would normally want to do, because the program you're using to convert it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So you gotta find a new one.
Yeah.
At some point.
Some asshole.
But yeah, so do we have anything else we wanted to talk about or promote? Because I don't think we...
Tomorrow we're going out and partying football style with some LS friends.
Yeah, that always gets ratchet. I feel like we talked about that on our last one. And you told me I can only do maximum of 2 shots. And yes. I said, I'm maxing myself out at 0.
Yeah,
it is a Sunday.
Last time was a 4 or 5 shotter. And that was a messy mess. So we're going to a 2-shot maximum for tomorrow.
Yeah, we had a long weekend. And I felt like midday today, my weekend should have been over already, but
it's been a long day.
Rally. You literally were like, we were in the car. You're like, do you think you need another Starbucks? I was like, maybe. Do I seem like I need another Starbucks? Maybe.
We'll see as we get closer to the hotel.
Yeah. So we're staying the night out here. That's what we do. Don't drink and drive. Uber.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go. And anything else, babe?
No. I don't have anything else to say. Just currently trying to stay alive on the freeway.
Yeah, these roads are kind of a nightmare right now. So, anyway, so when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you really enjoyed that hitting the streets with the sweets. You know, what's weird is to us right now, it feels like it was just instantaneous. The miracle of editing.
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoyed that 12 to 15 minute.
I think it was like 10.
If I recall correctly, there was a lot of traffic on the road. And
yeah, we started like yelling at cars.
Yeah, there was almost road rage, and it was a rough road, but
yeah, we started doing it at the wrong time.
Ultimately,
shortly after that, it was like wide open
spaces.
Like where all the freeways were connecting. We're
it was like
hey, let's do a podcast right now.
So with roads wide idea. Open. So we made it to the party, and we're gonna recap that party. But first, we are gonna bring out our cocktails because this is what we do. Cheers.
Since we're not on the road right now, we can drink.
We are not on the road. I took some Tums. So that first sip wasn't the best.
Well, anyways, A little chalky.
What do you... I took the Tums PM one.
Oh.
So
you're about to fall asleep.
I have about 20 minutes in me before I start getting drowsy. So, yeah. We take these Tums. What's it called? Tums.
They got melatonin in them.
Yeah. And
sleepy time.
So
it's an addiction.
As we get older, we all deal with acid reflux, heartburn. So we have found
yeah.
that if we ingest two.
At some point, we should be sponsored by Tums.
Right? Yes. Or at least buy stock or something, because yeah. we both take two of these a night, and it assists with our sleepy time. And we came into my studio, and I walked in and I walked out because I had like instant heartburn.
I'm sure everybody is enthralled.
Which is different than meat mouth, which is what I sometimes have.
By the way your body functions.
You know what? So I left the room. I had to fart really quick. So we have approximately 20 minutes before these Tums PM kick in.
And you're taking up 15 of it talking about them.
And that's fine. That's fine. So anyways, what are you drinking, my love?
I am drinking a...
Okay, enough about you.
Jalapeno. A jalapeno margarita. Well, basically I got the Casamigos, the spicy one that came out. It's fairly new.
The spicy.
Yeah. And it's like a jalapeno tequila. So I just basically made my normal margarita, which is 4 ounces of tequila, but I used the Casamigos spicy one. And then 2 ounces of lime, a squeeze of agave. And because it was a spicy margarita, I did a tajin rim instead of salt.
Nice.
So I'm going to have... Did you see that TikTok? I send you that TikTok where two guys are sitting across the bar and they're both licking the tajin off their margarita, and then they like make eye contact, and then they're like... And it got awkward, and they're like, sports, vagina, boobs... Like, just trying to say the most, like...
Did you send it to me on TikTok, or did you send it to me via Messenger?
Messenger.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. It's funny.
I'll get to it next week.
Yeah. You'll never get to it. The tajin rim.
I can't catch up with you.
Is what reminded me of it. Anyway, so that's what I'm drinking.
So that's what you got?
Yeah.
All right. Tonight, I am going with one of my all-time favorites.
Which we were surprised that you hadn't had one yet on the podcast.
Yeah, I went down the list and... Bahama Mama. It's a fairly basic drink in my estimation. However, a lot of bars don't seem to know how to make it, and that's fine. But if
there's
we're on
a lot of variations now,
you would imagine, but if you Google it, there's literally it's all pretty much within the world. But if you're on a cruise ship and you order Bahama Mama, you're going to get it. If you're in Florida somewhere, you're going to get it. If you're at a beach bar somewhere, you're going to get it, right? But apparently if you go to like a sports bar and you order Bahama Mama, it's normally like...
The bartender's Googling it and then realizing they can't serve you that much alcohol.
So basically in my version, which is kind of the standard version, it's just a coconut rum. In this case, it's Malibu because I did not have any... my stronger coconut rum available to me. So this is a Malibu coconut rum, and you do like a white rum. So in this case, it's Bacardi. And then you do pineapple juice, OJ, and a splash of grenadine. And that makes a beautiful...
Oh, I thought it... Oh, Rum Runner was the one I was thinking of.
When you said like too strong, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, it was Rum Runner I was thinking of.
Yeah, the Rum Runners are pretty intense. Mm-hmm. If made correctly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I threw you when I said Florida.
Maybe.
Because the Rum Runner originated, from what I understand, in the Keys.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
However, that is not what I'm drinking tonight.
Okay, Bahama Mama. Got
just it. Just a straight up Bahama Mama. So it's a very sweet, just like me, Mr. Sweet.
Oh, yeah. And I'm drinking spicy, just like me. Miss
Very
spicy.
Spicy. You have a spicy page as well.
I do have a spicy page.
So anyways, what were we talking? Oh, yeah. We're going to recap. Oh, before we go any further, we're gonna add some... We got some things we're going to be adding here to the equation here. So first off, we enjoy your interaction. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, there's a couple different ways now.
We've been getting voicemails.
We've been getting voicemails, text messages. So we have a Sweet Side of Life phone number. Why did I space on that?
A DeLorean.
All right, everybody, do you have your do you have your pens out? Your number two pencils? 951-226-5261. Once again, repeat it.
You're going to get my phone number, like...
951-226-5261. That is our official podcast number.
We got a voicemail from... Oh, I just yawned. That's terrible. We got a voicemail from a guy who... He translates our podcast for his wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They came from Argentina or Brazil? They're living in New York now.
I remember that he said they're living in New York. But yeah, his wife doesn't speak English as well as he does. So he translates our podcasts for her.
We got a couple.
He told us we could. And there was somebody else who said we could add another another country to their list, our list.
Yeah, we got one. Let me see. Trying to figure out. Okay. Yeah, so we got. That's right. There's a couple out there that borrowed our idea of the original Swingers, Flintstones.
Oh, yeah. During Halloween time, we had some people send us pictures.
So they went to their vanilla party
as Wilma and Fred.
Yep.
And then they changed when they went to their swinger party as Fred and Betty.
Yeah, they sent us a couple of pictures.
Yeah, because we talked about that was probably my favorite costume that we did.
I paused on that photo for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's her tits. They're nice tits.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was my favorite costume.
A and C, if you're out there. Awesome.
We had mentioned that was like our favorite costume that we had done, and some people got it and some people didn't. So
Argentina. Okay.
Argentina.
Yeah. So the couple from Argentina, they're in New York now, and, he's an avid listener, and he, like you said, translates all of our podcast. And, they were saying they would hope to meet us at a lifestyle convention in Vegas, and I was looking for it. And I think it's the one in June that I was showing you. Mm-hmm. We might try to make it. We're not 100% sure. June's a busy month, but we'll see what we can do.
Also, it's hot as hell in Vegas.
It is hot as hell. That's great for pool parties.
Yeah.
Speaking of pool parties, Whispers in Las Vegas asked if you were interested in going out and doing like a podcast live from one of their pool parties. And
yeah.
Of course we are.
Right.
So we're working out those details. So we got a lot of cool shit coming up. And then I heard back from my chocolate milkshake. So that was her debut on our podcast ish, kind of a debut ish.
I mean, we've talked about
them, but like fully, like talked about her.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So she reached out via the text.
She did. So yeah, you guys are. Here's the deal. If you call, leave a voicemail, you'll probably never hear from me or us. But if you text us, there's a good chance we'll text back because I get that and I'm able to respond.
You're like, I'm not
going to
call people back. That would be too complicated, but leave a voicemail.
We'll text you back a
voicemail.
And you can also email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. That's the best. So, all right, we've covered that. So now, if you've listened to the first part of the episode, the Hitting the Streets, we were heading to a party.
Yes.
We were heading to the Samba.
It was a last minute
Samba
party.
Samba party. But I think we've since realized it's
Sambi.
We were kind of thinking it was.
We were pretty sure it was. But it was.
I have more fun called the Samba party.
It was distracting us as we were driving.
Yes.
Talking about the ways you could pronounce it. So it was a really good party.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
The hosts were super welcoming. We had met them. We had already, I mean, obviously we just talked about the fact that we had met them at a Les party. Mm-hmm. And first of all, the hotel they recommended was
dead on,
brand new. So it was super nice. The bar was open. They made really good drinks actually at the bar. Mm-hmm. You had a really good Long Island. And I had a really good whiskey sour. What was the
name of the hotel?
Aries. I don't know if, I mean, I think the brand in general, it looked like a nice brand, but this hotel was literally like brand new. You could smell.
Have you heard of that brand before?
I don't know.
I
don't think I've ever stayed at one, but yeah. Our room was ginormous and we just got like a regular king room and it was like ginormous. It was super nice. Like I said, super new. So if you do end up going to that party and you want to stay out there, I do recommend. It was a 15-minute Uber drive or like Uber ride from the hotel. And again, the hotel had a bar in it and like light bites if you wanted to just eat there, drink there, and then do your hotel thing or whatever. And it was really close to a mall that had like a bunch of other restaurants. So super good location.
Good stuff.
And the...
I'm trying to find the community.
And yeah, so we had a, you had a Long Island iced tea. I had a whiskey sour. We ate at a restaurant across the street, basically. That was really good. We ate super fast though, because we're like, let's get in, let's get out. Cause it took us longer to get down there than we had anticipated. And we wanted to get to the party. Like you normally like to get to the party on time.
Well, the thing with, like we've discussed in the past, I have minor anxiety issues. So I don't like to walk in to a party that's already 100% going. I like to be one of the first. I like to find a corner. I like to find a chair.
Acclimate
to the vibe and then build it up and then go from there. Stop yawning.
I know. Stop looking at me as I'm yawning.
So I'm looking at you is making you yawn.
Not making me yawn, but stop looking at me as I'm yawning.
I love it for us. So anyways, really quick before I forget, if you guys are like in the Southern California area and you want to check out exactly what we're talking about, if you go on Cassidy, that's the only LS dating site we're currently on. Currently, I say that because we're going to sign something up here soon with SDC. But if you look in the community section, S-A-N-B parties. You just find that community and you will join it and then you'll get all the parties because they actually have another one coming up.
Yeah, they do them monthly.
A monthly party is coming up. The next one is, we just actually got the invite today. I'll find it here really soon. But yeah, they highly recommended. So keep going.
So they...
I just wanted to spit it out while I had the information.
Yeah, so... So hotel was great. And then so we Ubered to the location and it's actually like a big house.
Very big house.
On a lot of property. I mean, for Southern California. Now, if we're talking about like in Montana, probably not a lot of property. But
no, it wasn't acreage.
For Southern California, it was like a big spread. Like
you're not going to have a herd of cattle.
Yeah.
But
it was a big spread for Southern California. Mm-hmm. So... first, they had, like, what you first see is the lights. They had the red lights. They had consistent red lights through the whole house. Like, everything looked nice and dimmed and sexy and not, like, I don't know. It looked nice.
It didn't. My biggest thing is vibe and ambiance.
Yeah.
So, all of the recessed lights in the house... were like the RGB LEDs where you could like change the colors.
Color, yeah.
So they were all red.
Yeah.
Every single bulb in the house was an RGB bulb. So everything was red.
The same temperature.
So it was very, it was consistent throughout the whole house. It was dimmed down. It was sexy. And then they, all their decorations, like you were saying, the areas that were blocked off were.
Yeah. So obviously they had like part of their house, like for the instance, like the primary bedroom and, you know, part of their house was blocked off for not everybody to get into. But then they had a large part of their house was open. So they had a huge open, like what would have been their living room area, but they had all their couches kind of pushed to the side.
Yeah.
And then like what was blocking the area that they didn't want people to go in, like they moved a... bookshelf in front of a door, and then they had the DJ set up in a corner where it looked like maybe that would be where the primary bedroom door would be. And then they had just
if they there was one part where you were going to the bathroom, they had one of those like kind of like accordion, like if you were gonna like dressing, like if you're gonna dress behind a little temporary accordion wall. I forget what they're called, but anyway, they had that set up to like kind of block you from that area. Mm-hmm. So everything looked like it flowed very well.
Yeah, the flow was very nice.
Yeah, and then they had two bathrooms inside, and then they had three playrooms inside.
Four
playrooms inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had.
Well, I guess one of the playrooms was off the patio, but they advertised four playrooms,
so we had one off the patio. Three was inside, and then so they had two private playrooms inside, one that had a St. Andrew's cross and a spanking bench in it.
And a massage table initially.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when she was giving us the tour if that was something she was just saying or we could use it. Because
it did get taken out. The when we went in there towards the end of the night, it was taken out.
Oh, I wasn't sure if she was just saying like, oh, this is here, like kind of like just don't ignore it. I don't know. I didn't get the vibe. It was like, oh yeah, use the massage table.
I was all about using the massage table, but when we went in there towards the end, it was gone. I was like, oh okay.
Okay. So anyway,
cause she did say this is not a good massage table.
Yeah, she didn't recommend it. But, so anyway, so inside they had that, and then they had their big kitchen set up with, you know, where they didn't want you to go into the, like their kitchen area with their, you know, their refrigerator and stuff. They had their they had it like velvet roped off, but there was still plenty of room. They had high top tables with bar stools, you know, throughout, the big open area when you first walked in was basically the dance floor, and they had like laser lights and things like that. And then on the patio, it was all covered. And then and that's where the bar was. And then right off, they had lockers. And then right off the patio was like a garage, like a one-car garage. They converted to a playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a group. That was a group playroom.
They had like two beds in there and a couch, a boyer couch.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the patio had... It also had the high top tables with the bar stools. They had heaters. Like I wasn't cold. They had two or three fire pits underneath there. They had a place where you could take a picture, with like a backdrop that had like a light on it. Cause everything else was super dim.
Yep.
They had, you know, some neon lights, that had their name, which we took a picture in front of. So I'll put that on our TikTok.
Samba parties.
Yeah. And then it was very open. There was a ton of people there, but I never felt crowded, but it felt full. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we walked in and the dance floor was busy and it looked full, but then you were outside and you felt like there was a lot of people outside too, but you never felt like crowded.
It
was very open,
and they also had two porta potties outside.
Oh yeah, they had two porta potties outside for the
and
men.
A wash station.
Yeah, the only thing is the porta potty should have had the lights in them.
That's the only I
went out there, but you said that you had to go get your phone.
Yeah, because I left my phone in the locker because I'm like, why do I need it? And then when I went to pee, I'm like, well, this is where I need it.
Yeah,
so I had to hold the door open to pee. So that's such an easy fix.
Right. Yeah. It, like a little sticking,
a
like
sticking
stick on,
light,
like
couple of
battery
AAA
operated.
Batteries.
Yeah.
Done.
Super easy. So that would be my only recommendation for their setup, I think. Other than they had a snake in one of their rooms. So when she's giving
one
us
of the private playrooms.
When she's giving us the tour, there's this like room, one of the private playrooms, and it has this like, it's just draped, something's draped over it. Honestly, she didn't even have to tell me there was a snake in there. We could have just let it be. Like, I could have thought that was their fish tank. It's not like you said, it's not like the snake is going to bark at me that I'm going to know it's snake in there, right?
Well, let it be known, you have a huge
snake phobia. I have a snake phobia. So she's like, oh yeah, there's a snake in there. Just leave her alone. She doesn't get out. And if she does...
Yeah.
She's fine or whatever. I'm like,
I don't think she said if she gets out, it's fine. I don't recall
like,
that part of the conversation.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I was like,
no, what she said is there's a snake in there. She doesn't get out. It's fine. And you heard if it gets out, It's fine. Don't fight it. Just let it strangle you. No.
It's like a boa constrictor.
She said it was a boa. So she's like, it's not going to bite. If worst case scenario, it strangles you. Like, that sounds like kind of fun.
Terrible. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing in that room. So there's a lot of people there that we had previously seen when the DTF community used to do their
meet and greets
at Pepe's. And since then that stopped, but we've met a lot of people there. So there was a lot of people we hadn't seen in a while that used to go to those. And then there was also some people that still as part of the DTF community go to less parties. Mm-hmm. And the host purposely said, she's like, I purposely don't have my parties on the night of less parties. Like, why am I trying to fight, you know, the same community, mm-hmm. which I think is so smart.
Well, you know, actually, I've always with said you that. Saying that, I was looking at the party invite that we just got sent, and the next Lust party is on December 14th, and she scheduled her party December 7th.
Yeah.
So she's actively making sure she doesn't.
Yeah, she said she actively.
Which is key.
Yeah,
amongst
we're all in Southern California, and
we're
like,
all part of the same group, and
yeah.
we share a
like
lot
I
of
said,
the same
we
members.
Saw, yeah, we saw like a bunch of people that we knew at that party that we were at. And if like people don't want to split their time, you know, and be like, oh, like, well, I'll just go where's closer. Or if I know more people at one or whatever the case may be, like, you don't want to have to choose, especially because it's like some weekends are dead and there's nothing to do. And you're like, God, I wish there was something to do this weekend. And then some weekends it's like 10 things to do. And you're like, fuck, I have to pick.
I'd much rather have like an option every weekend.
Yeah.
And then you choose like however you, yeah.
Yeah. However you can, you know, do what you can do. So anyway, I thought that was super smart of her to make sure she actively doesn't conflict with another group that.
Yeah. Because in this area, there's at least, I would say, 5 to 6 groups that actively plan parties.
Yeah.
So it's good if they can kind of work together and not have, you know, as many conflicts. But everybody, right, like in December, everybody's trying to throw a Christmas party. And they're like, all right, we're going to throw a Christmas party in March of 2025.
I mean, there is only so many weekends in the, exactly, you know, in the month. But
and nobody's going to do the Christmas weekend.
Yeah. So it, anyway, but it does make sense that she at least attempts to do that. And I can appreciate that. So anyway, they had a great setup. And we were new to this party. Again, we did know some people, but we were new for the most part to this party. And it was a big group of people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There were a lot of people there we didn't know. And maybe we had seen on Cassidy and by we, I mean you, because I'm never on there. or whatever. But everyone was so welcoming. I hear a lot of people talk about like, oh, this was clicky, that was clicky. You know, I didn't feel that way at all. I felt like very much people were super friendly. Talk to us, you know.
And that definitely didn't have anything to do with your tits being out.
That was before my tits were out.
They saw what was coming. They got a preview to the big show.
But yeah, so I don't know. Everybody, I just felt like everybody was super friendly and nice. And
I think the thing with clicks is people fall victim to clicks because they're also very much inside their own head.
Yeah.
So I am in my own head 1,000% of the time.
Yeah.
But if you allow yourself to kind of get past that and just talk to people.
Right.
Things aren't not quite as clicky as you may think.
Right.
Like cliques are like groups of friends, and they're groups of friends because they see each other at parties all the time. So naturally they're going to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. It's natural.
Plus, it's like when you catch up with people or talk,
yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean? Like some of this stuff, it's like, because some of these people too, like that we did talk to, like we hadn't seen again since like Pepe days.
Yeah,
and that
there's
was
a lot of people that like, we remember you guys from
a while ago. So, anyway, so I thought everybody was super friendly. The host came over
multiple times
to check in on us, make sure we were good, having a good time.
Host and the hostesses,
The host and the hostess. To check in on us, to like make sure we were, you know, having a good time, we were not needing anything, we were, you know, like she especially her, like her husband or her significant. He was very friendly as well, but she was very much like, are you good? Like, you know, chatting and just very much like trying to make sure we were good. So that was good. So anyway, I highly recommend it from that perspective. And then from the other perspective, it was nice to be in a place where we didn't have to be worried about the music or worried about the drinks or worried about, you know, making people feel comfortable or really anything like that. We could just kind of
do normally what we at the DTF parties, like I handle the music and your sister-in-law handles the bar, and which kind of also we're also semi involved in it, because you know it's we're always like eyes on it and and then just like we're not host there, but we're always there. So we're there. Definitely kind of running around talking to people, but it was nice not kind of having that layer of responsibility. Like I could just get drunk and not fall at this party.
Not fall.
Spoiler alert, I did not fall.
So we spent some time kind of watching in the playroom that was off the patio.
Not the there one with the snake. There
was not the one with the snake. Well, that was a private room.
We never once saw that room again after the initial tour.
Fuck that.
You good wouldn't even was... go that hallway away from the bathroom.
Good thing it was on that side, I don't know, like the end of the house, so I didn't even have to really go over there. But anyway, so we did some watching. There was some girl on girl play in the main room or the playroom, the group playroom.
We'll call it the garage playroom.
So we were in there kind of watching that, which was fun.
Was that when
you had a shirt on that said feeling feral, and then you were like, I don't know if I'm feeling feral. I
wasn't feeling feral
and
yet.
So then I was like, well, let's do this. Let's see what's going on in here. You're like, okay, let's see what's going on in here. And then I was like, let's play with your dick a little bit while we're in here. Let's see if you're feeling feral now.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Was that when?
No, it was the second time we went in there. We went in there once, kind of watched a little bit. And then unfortunately, some guy came in and was talking very loudly about my boobs. And I wasn't part of anything going on.
You weren't part of the play.
I was not part of the play. And it was kind of like an inappropriate time, like because the people were playing and we were just watching, and it was like he was kind of loud, and it was a bit much like, okay, like let's take this like out.
If you guys have ever been in a playroom, you know that
I've been shush for my laugh. So
you have been shushed,
and I try to be conscientious of that.
So yeah, if you ever been in a playroom, you know they're typically fairly quiet, with the exception of you know music and then,
or
of
whoever's
course,
playing can make whatever noises they want to make. You
but
know,
when
but
you have
when you're
outside
watching
conversation,
yeah,
you're
when
just,
you're watching, you should either be watching or you should be out. Like you shouldn't be having like a side conversation inside of a playroom. Like that's just not the right etiquette or time. So once it started like that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna exit this room because this is like. So I just left, and then you left behind me. And so then we later we went back into the playroom when another like couple or whatever we saw going in there, and there was some more girl and girl stuff going on. And then you were standing there and I handed you my drink.
So hold on. Sounded very medical. So there was a particular lady that when we first walked in, she initially caught my eye. She was standing by the fire pit, and she was fit.
Yeah, I was gonna say fit. I was gonna say fit.
Very fit. Like she took her her gym very seriously.
Yeah.
And
like CrossFit.
CrossFit. One of the things I'm attracted to is confidence. So she
exuded
confidence, clearly. So I was like attracted to her. So we kind of went an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. And at one point, like you said, she went into that room. So now like, so this particular girl, and you were like, hey, the girl you were looking at, she just went into that room. Yeah. Let's go perv on her.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I heard.
Yeah. Well, so I had kind of overheard their conversation, her and her husband's conversation with another couple. And they were talking about like, oh, well, we're soft swap only. And then I kind of got the impression that their dynamic is more lean towards, you know, she's bi.
Girl
so,
on, yeah.
Yeah. So they focus on girl kind of more activity. And so I had heard that. So then I was like, okay, so yeah, I'm like, oh, she's going in there with a girl. Like, let's go back in there and see what's going on. So we went in there, but there was already people on the couch watching because there was already, I think, a couple or two people in there.
Yeah, the perv couch was already taken.
Yeah. So we kind of like scooted over to the corner.
I was up against the wall.
And just kind of watching. And then...
at that point, they were just kind of doing some... basic, yeah, like just kissing. And
honestly don't know. I watched for a little bit and then I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go down on you. So I handed you my drink.
Yep.
And I blew you while you were watching the girls. And then
I'm standing there and it was kind of weird. They concluded, it was like almost like a, all right, we're done. Then they stood up and it was almost like a handshake and a high five. And then
and I didn't see any of this because I was blowing you.
You were blowing me, as a good girl should. And they walked out. So the fit girl was standing there, and she was just kind of looking around, like, you know, like what's next.
Yeah.
And clearly she was attracted to you because, I mean, duh. So you're down on you're not down on your knees.
No, I'm squatting.
You're squatting, but you're all the way down.
Yeah.
And then she came up behind you and kind of looked at me. And she goes, she's like, is she going to be freaked out if I like come behind her? And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Like, are you going to like body slam her or like, are you going to tickle her? Like, it could go a million different ways. And I go, no,
are
she's
gonna,
fine.
Are you going to stick your finger in her ass? You probably won't like that.
And I was just like, well, I had some dice and I just rolled them.
You're like, sure.
And I was like, no, I think she'll be fine with whatever I hope you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she just kind of came up behind you and started rubbing on you, and you like turn around really quick. You're like, whoa.
Well, I was trying to figure out who's rubbing my butt.
Exactly. You're like, whoa. And then, so at that point,
so then I stood up, and then her and I started making out.
You stopped sucking my dick.
I stopped sucking your dick.
You passed me off.
I did. I left
Next.
You.
Next.
I left you, and I went and I was making out with her, and we were just doing like, very soft
very,
stuff.
Very light. Because that's
we were
not
standing.
That's not like your vibe.
Yeah.
Like you'll do the things, but like in that case, it was just kind of like you're just there. You're just kind of going with the flow, and
yeah.
She was not
aggressive.
Very aggressive. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were making out, kissing boobs, sucking boobs.
Licking toes.
No, she had her nipples pierced. There was like a million girls there that had their nipples pierced.
Yes, I love it.
I'm
a pierced nipple guy.
Yeah. And so we were just kind of like touching and kissing. And then it was, I don't even know how it ended. I think it was kind of the same thing. Like, okay, like that was fun.
It was very much that. It was like, all right, you know, we've had a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we like both bowed to each other. They friend requested us though.
Oh. So.
There apparently you your boobs are good enough.
So then we continued the party and
we went back out. Yeah. Went back out into the main area and kept having some drinks. And
yeah. So there, what was funny when I thought about, when I said the thing about the girl rubbing my butt, I thought about the time when we were standing in line at the bar and then the, girl that we had previously like seen at Pepe's or whatever, I guess came up behind you and was like, oh, move your hand to rub my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately knew it wasn't you because she was going counterclockwise versus clockwise.
I go
and then
clockwise.
I turned around and I was like, she goes, how did you know it wasn't him? And I was like, because he doesn't go counterclockwise. She's like, damn it, you should have told me.
Counterclockwise is just awkward. It's like left or
she
right
was like,
hand.
I didn't know there was a way I had to go. But I was like, yeah, there's...
I think, like, we both know how we touch each other. Yeah.
I think most, like, primary partners or, you know, married couples or whatever your situation is, I think
you're going to know that touch. Yeah.
Like, you told me, you're like, you can make me come in, like, 5 seconds. And I'm like, it's because I know your buttons. Like,
I can get head from so many people and have a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Like, no regrets. Like, I love it. But then you're like, all right, we're done. And you're like, bruh, 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 bruh. It's like, it's just 2 seconds because you know my two buttons.
Yeah. But I'm the only one who can push those buttons.
It's not a rule that you can't, but not everybody knows those buttons in the correct combination.
Plus, I think it has to do with like just comfortability too. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we're with, friends and stuff. I was going to say strangers, but when we are with friends, it's more about the experience and the fun. And it, for me, it's not about coming.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to come. I mean, if it happens, fantastic.
Exactly.
But I'm not ever going to, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't put that pressure on myself and I don't put that pressure on other people. Like, we're here for
both
a good
of us,
time.
It's going to be unlikely in a place situation both of us.
It's like, we're going to have a good time and then, you know, we can finish each other off later.
Yeah. Or the next day.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Depending on how tired we are.
Yeah.
So we continued the party and then we were kind of talking to some other people that we have talked to at less parties and other places we've been.
Yes, some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm. And then we went back into the
garage playroom.
The garage playroom. And they were in there, right? They came in after us?
No. What I recall is you and I went in there and we were just kind of looking around. Like, at that point, I was feral.
Yeah.
Like.
Then you were feeling feral.
Like, the alcohol kicked in. I was out of my mind. Like, not out of my mind.
I know. Like, I was like, what? Crazy. No.
Like, I was like, I was out of my own head. Yeah. I was out of my head. Anxiety had calmed down and I was definitely like feeling feral. So it's like, all right, let's go into this room and see what trouble we can get into. And we're standing there, and then all of a sudden, that's when he comes in.
Yeah. So we were kind of like, okay. Yeah.
And he's like, hey.
Yeah. Well, and then, so then he's like, hey, we got a private playroom.
Yeah.
And
it's not the one with the snake.
And I said, well, it's not the one with the snake, is it? He's like, no, it's the front one. I was like, okay. So he's like, let's go in there. And so we're like, okay. So you have to like pry our backpack out of the locker that was like it was like his wife was waiting in the bedroom, kind of like like marking it, like, hey, nobody else come in here, we're marking this, we're going in there. Yep,
we claimed it.
Yeah. And then
I was grabbing my special bag
with all of our stuff in it. Yeah, you were getting, but it was like trying to get the backpack out of the locker.
I had my backpack.
It was like so awkward and it was like trying to get it out. He's just standing there looking at us and I'm like, I promise this is like, we're not like, this is so funny. It's like the backpack was stuck.
Our backpack was twice the size of their locker. So I had to shove it in.
Yeah.
And it was fine, except when you're trying to get shit out in a hurry. And you
almost pulled the whole damn locker.
Yeah, I remember that.
Over.
You're intoxicated because
I was like, I grabbed it to hold it back up. I was like, okay, babe, relax.
Here's the thing: as a man, any men out there can just totally agree with me. We'll try a couple of pulls, and then eventually we just go to force. Like, I'm gonna out muscle this.
I'm like, this whole
so
locker,
this locker was not
is about to come down.
It was not secure to the ground.
Or the wall.
None of it.
It wasn't California earthquake proof.
So it was not. So it did not have earthquake straps or anything. So yeah, at that point I'm like, I know there's
a
room.
And there was like a big truck on top of it. Yeah. Like one of their, I don't know, remote control. I don't know what it was.
That could have hit me in the head.
Yeah, I literally was like, okay, babe, relax. Like, I was holding it. I'm like, relax. Like, calm down.
I had a boner. I had to go. So eventually I got the thing out, which was just such a small bag, but it was in a huge backpack because our backpack is what we carry our liquor in. It's what we carry, you know, our phone chargers and our wallets and everything is in that bag. But anyway, so I got the bag out.
And so we go to the playroom and she's laying on the bed, but fully dressed, just, you know, kind of blocking it.
Yeah, just like.
And then I'm like, sleeping. Well, I don't know what is going on this bed. So we kind of are trying to look for like new sheets or something to put on there. So her and I like see this dresser and we're like, okay, let's open it and see if there's like something in here to like put on the bed to like cover it. So we just basically started covering it in towels. Meanwhile, you had gotten completely naked while we're doing this. You would turn around and I was like.
I wasted time at my backpack. And I was making up that time in the room. I try to be as efficient as possible.
So then you're like.
I just remember you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. So then you're like, okay, well, we're going to start off with soft play. And then we'll see where it goes. And then they're like, oh, we're only soft play. And we're like, perfect.
It's easy.
It's easy for us. You know, like, we're not pushing for anything more than what anyone wants to do, and honestly, soft play puts a little bit less pressure on both of us.
Yeah.
In certain circumstances,
where... I mean, I was totally ready to fuck him though. Wait, what?
But it just puts a lot less pressure, you know. Like there are certain instances where I wanted to go further, and it's like, okay, that didn't go as far as I wanted. But then there's other ones where I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done. Like I've done what I needed to do, so it was good. We're like, okay, and they're like, we're only soft play, perfect. Perfect.
You know what? I got another saying. All right. So we have a saying that says, we're here for the hang than the bang. We are more about the flow than the go. Boom.
Jeez.
Boom. That's right, fuckers. Okay. Trademark.
Okay, jingle guy.
That's right, everybody. If you guys, in case you didn't hear, I wrote the jingle for the Swing Nation. Tuesday Talks.
Tuesday Talks podcast.
I don't like to brag, but. Boom. But anyway, so anyway. Yeah, we're here more for the flow than go, which is very much like a, we'll start here and then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. But and then they like, had a hard stop and that was perfectly fine with us.
Like I will eat pussy all day long.
Yeah. So like, I know he got on, like we both got undressed and I went down on him and I think she was doing the same.
Yeah. We kissed a little bit and then she kissed him and then she told me to lay down on the bed. She's like, down.
I was like, okay.
Tell me twice.
Yeah. So I was still blowing him upright. And then he told me to lay down. So is that when you flipped her?
Yeah. I think initially.
Yeah. So then he told me to lay on the bed and then he was going down on me. And then all of a sudden I was like.
Whoa. At that point, I'm going down on her.
Yeah. You're going down. Yeah. That's why I knew you were going down on her.
Yeah. So. I think it was like.
Once I hit the bed, you flipped.
Once you went, then I'm like, all right.
You flipped her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then I'm laying on the bed and he's going down on me. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, woo! and I start laughing because that's what I do. And I'm laughing and I'm like, just so you know, I was like, I'm fine. I'm clean. I showered, but you are licking my butt.
Yeah, and you guys are like laughing.
And I'm just laughing because... my legs were basically behind my head. Yeah. Like my legs were all up in the air and I'm just like, I had everything exposed. It's just like, that's not my
go-to. Well, it's not your usual
vibe. It's not my go-to. So I was just like, hey, just so you know, that's my butt.
You're in Area 51 right now, sir.
Because some people, that might not be their thing, and he may not have known it was dark in there.
It was dark. And I just remember... it's not my thing, but I'm totally down for it to be my thing.
Yeah.
So I had her in a similar position. I had my hands just underneath her knees.
Yeah, on her thighs.
Yeah, as and I was holding her up. And then wait, when you said that, I lifted her all the way up and I put her butt in my face. I'm like, oh, is this like what we're doing now? And like I was going, she's like, nope, nope, nope. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Lowered her back down. I'm like, if this is like, because typically... if a guy does something to a girl or to you,
yeah,
then that tells me that
it's probably what they
it's
do.
It's probably their how thing. They play, you know?
Yeah. So you're like, oh, okay.
If a guy is like trying to lick yours, then I'm like, I'm down. I'm like,
you're like, whatever pleases her.
I will do it all, you know? So I'm like, is this what we're doing? She's like, nope. I'm like, all right. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
So then I'm like, okay, so then I flipped him back over on the bed and I was giving him head again.
I think I got flipped too. I think we were like kind of in unison.
And then he was like, oh, get on me and like, just, he wanted me just to grind him.
Well, that was like, It was a little bit later because at that point we got a knock on the door.
Maybe, yeah. We had like one knock on the door and they said like 15 minutes.
Yeah. So at this point it was 1:45 because the party was ending at 2.
Yeah.
Because we started our play like way late.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you what time. I don't wear a watch and I don't have my phone. So I wouldn't have said like, oh, our play started at like XYZ time. I had no idea.
I have zero time outside of the shutdown time.
Yeah.
So I would say we probably started playing at 1:15.
Okay, yeah. So then they knocked on the door to say 15 minutes. We're like, okay.
By 1:45.
So then he wanted me just like to grind and then like make out. So we were doing that. Like he was laying on the bed and I was kind of just grinding.
I think that's probably like since they aren't full swap, that's kind of like, it's like a cheat.
Yeah.
A loophole. So I'm so, like, hey, yeah. Go for it.
So, you know? We were doing that, but my hair was like all crazy because I had it down.
And your foot was slipping.
I didn't have, because he was kind of half on the bed, half off the bed. So it was like I was kind of squat standing, grinding. Yeah, yeah. And my foot was out because I'm tall.
Your orange theory is paying off.
Yeah, my orange theory is paying off with those squats. But so I'm like, my foot was sliding and I was like, hey, this is not working. And my hair was like down and it was all in my face. And I was started laughing about that too. Cause I was like, we were kissing and I'm like, my hair was just like wild. And like, I couldn't, like, I was just like, I can't, I'm getting hair in my mouth. I'm getting hair in his mouth. Yeah,
and she's like, in the meantime, place. She's going at me hardcore. And it's like,
yeah. So then you're like
I'm like listening to you guys. Me,
cause I'm like, I was just like, this hair thing is like,
it was funny.
I needed to tie my hair
funny,
down.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely like sexy, but it's just like I can't like take things too seriously. Like that's just not me.
No.
So when things are funny, they're funny. Like if you're having sex or you're doing sexy things and it just becomes funny, it just becomes funny. Like I have to point out the funny part of it, you know, like the fact that my hair was everywhere and I'm like sliding and I'm just like okay, we need to find a new position.
You have to live in the awkwardness.
Yeah, exactly. So,
another t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. So then you're like, okay. And you told him, you're like, okay. You're like, you get on the bed. And then you told her to sit on his face. And then, cause I think you were like at the point where you wanted to fuck. So then you're like, okay, and we knew we couldn't fuck them. So you're like, okay. So you sit on his, you told her, you were like directing. You're like, okay, you don't on the bed to him. And then you're like, now you sit on his face. And then you told me, you're like, now you suck his dick. And then I'm going to fuck you from behind. So that's what we did. Choo-choo. Choo-choo train.
And then the whole time we kept getting like,
oh yeah. So then, another knock came.
5 minutes.
So then I was like, okay.
At some point it's going to become the SWAT team.
Yeah. So then we were kind of like, okay, we got to wrap this up.
At that point, I'm like, I could have been going for another hour.
Yeah.
This is fun.
We were having a good time. It was fun.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to. Stop waiting until fucking 1:15.
Yeah, well, again, I didn't know what time it was. Like,
again,
when we started all of this.
Get me feral earlier.
Yeah, I tried. So it was fun. So we did, we got dressed and then we opened the door and it's like bright light.
All the lights that were like a dim, sexy red were like fucking dentist.
Chair bright white and I was
staring
like
at us.
Oh my god. And then the whole place is cleared out except
there's
for
like four people,
yeah,
the two hosts and like another couple of people,
yeah. And we're like, hey, guys. We still had to call our Uber,
yeah,
so we're like,
that was a 10 minute Uber,
so we're like getting all our stuff.
We had a walk of shame to the locker.
I know, but they were so nice.
They were so nice about it. They're like
no,
yeah, totally,
yeah,
hang
you're
out
fine. We're like, we're so sorry, like we didn't realize how late it was. And we're like, sorry to keep you up. And they're like, no, you guys are fine. We kind of chatted with them for a little bit. One guy offered to take us back to the hotel. And I'm like, you don't even know what hotel we're at. Like, you could be going in the complete opposite direction of where you're going. I'm like, we'll call an Uber.
Yeah.
But again, super nice host. And I think I told you too, like in the hostess, she was so, so nice. She is quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I was like, the more I look at her, like she's really pretty, like really, really pretty. And I think maybe it was just the light, like, cause the lights were on and I like looked at her, I'm like, oh my God, she's got really pretty eyes and a really pretty face.
Wait, so the lights were made her look pretty the way you just said that?
No, like, cause the lights were, the lights were brighter.
The way,
you know, I could see her face.
You saw it earlier, but then you saw it more when the lights
were
on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling you when we met her at DTF party.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, she's like really pretty and
yeah,
Yeah.
So she, and again, and I guess like the fact that she was super nice, like she had such a vibe about her, and I love her quirkiness.
Yeah.
Because I'm quirky and weird.
You don't say.
So, yeah. Anyway, so they were super, again, like there was nothing like they could have done better. Like they were just so, I mean, the fact that we were like shut it down and they were still so kind to us. We're like, no, no, you don't have to go out. We're like, no, we're going to go out front and wait for our Uber. Like we do not want to keep you guys up longer because we know it's like late. But anyway, overall, it was a great experience. We had fun.
Yeah, the only thing about the party that's bad is the distance from us.
Yeah.
We have to get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because neither one of us drive because we both drink.
Yeah.
So an Uber from our house to there would just be ridiculous. And then trying to get one at the, you know, 2 a.m. trying to get one to come all the way back to our house. Ridiculous. So it's cheaper just to get a room, which is fine.
Easier.
But it's just, it's a whole, it takes it we to another level.
Yeah, we basically have to have a whole weekend available.
Yeah.
And that's not always the case, so.
So, we, I don't foresee us going in probably till maybe February again.
Yeah.
Because we got a busy January, busy
December.
December, we got your birthday coming up in January that we're going to figure out what we're going to do there.
We might not even celebrate my birthday till February.
All right. So we got a lot coming up. So we're going to be doing a lot of other parties. Let's see. What day is... Oh, today is November 15th, which is the night of the Tyson...
Oh, yeah. We just watched the Tyson...
Jake Paul fight.
Jake Paul fight. Don't spoil it if someone didn't watch it. Although I think everybody was watching it with the way Netflix was buffering.
If you...
The whole world was watching
If you didn't watch it, you don't care. So...
Well, and you can't... Really, there's spoilers all over social media.
Yeah. So... Jake won a decision, and that's fine. I wanted Tyson to win by brutal knockout. But you know what? The dude's like 87,000 years old.
Well, 58.
He lasted 8 rounds with the
I didn't
much
see
younger
that
dude.
Coming.
That's what she said.
I did not see the 8 rounds. I literally told you in the 4th. I don't think this is going to the 8th.
Yes.
But I was wrong.
You were.
If I would have bet that in Vegas, I would have lost.
Yes. So that's what we did tonight. We recorded our podcast. Tomorrow night is a DTF lust party, which is actually by the time this is going to go out tomorrow morning. So tonight is a DTF lust party. It's their masquerade party, I believe.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check it out, we will not be at this one. We're going to be at another private party, but you can definitely check it out. If you check out the DTF community, it's their lust party. They have a monthly party. Is there anything else we need to cover here really quick before we shut this shit down?
No, I don't think so. We don't really have anything else because we, again, in December, we're not able to go to the lust party either, but if you all available and you're in Southern California, I highly recommend it. It's going to be December 14th.
Yes.
We're going to again, another we'll private be at party. Another private party. So unfortunately, these busy, busy months.
Yes.
I think they're busy for everybody.
Yeah. All this family stuff.
Yeah. Blah, then blah, we got to do family stuff too.
All right. So I think we're going to call this one tonight, babe.
All right. Well, when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep, oh, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
I just reminded me. We're going to have a new logo.
That's right. We have a new logo.
Yeah, we have a new logo.
Brought to us by our Michigan friends.
Yeah.
That's going to be their name, Michigan friends.
Tom and Liz.
Yes. They're going to be, we're going to be doing a FaceTime interview with them here. I'd say
you
probably within the next
that.
Month. Well, I got a new iPad. That's going to make this whole thing much easier.
Yeah.
So we're going to try this pretty
he's
soon.
He's got a Mac too.
And then we still have to do an interview with the Swingers Couch podcast. Check out their Discord. I'm actually I don't think I'm a moderator, but I have power to change rules. So I don't know anything about Discord, but I have power. That's what Carlos, my Latin lover, told me. Is I have power to change shit. So I think I'm going to make one channel just purely dedicated to my penis. It's going to be nothing but dick pics 24/7, like just a revolving door of dick pics.
It's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of penis. So wish me luck, guys. Yes, so.
Okay, so anyway, so you'll see our new
logo here soon.
Logo here soon. And it is Mr. Sweets, if you're wondering.
It is,
in
yes.
In a pineapple form. So anyway, when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up. I feel like it's longer sometimes, like I keep skipping something.
That's it, babe.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
Good night.
Good night. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.